Hey everybody, it's Bill Cousins again. I wanted to use this opportunity to talk a little bit about our next representative, Dan Kildee from Michigan. He's done some extraordinary things with PFAS, PFOS, the forever chemicals. His story is very relevant to today's subject of health disparities, health access, and cancer. We know living downstream is no win, and that people who live at these primary sites where these chemicals are being discharged have circumstances that are less than ideal. They're living in poor industrial areas, sometimes rural areas, but they don't necessarily have the resources to move. They don't have the health access. The situation is not ideal. Less Cancer is grateful to all of today's legislators. And special thanks to Representative Kildee, who has really been working very hard at cleaning up this forever chemical issue. Thanks so much.
Thank you to Less Cancer and Mindy Messmer for inviting me to speak to you today about the work that I'm doing in Congress to protect veterans and communities impacted by dangerous PFAS chemicals. As many of you know, PFAS are a group of forever chemicals that have been used for decades on military bases and in consumer products. PFAS chemicals don't break down in the environment. They never go away, and they're linked to numerous health issues like cancer and thyroid disease. For decades, veterans were exposed to these dangerous chemicals, which were used in firefighting foam on military bases. Across the country, more than 700 military sites have been identified as having known or potential releases of PFAS. Many of them are in my home state of Michigan. These PFAS chemicals have leached into nearby communities' groundwater and the private wells, exposing over 100 million Americans to these PFAS chemicals, according to the Environmental Working Group. More needs to be done to protect our veterans and communities from PFAS exposure. We need to stop putting new PFAS chemicals into our environment to fully understand the scope of the problem and to focus on cleaning up contamination. That's why I created the Bipartisan Congressional PFAS Task Force. Working together across the aisle, we've passed legislation to end the use of PFAS in firefighting foam in the military, to increase spending on cleaning up PFAS at current and former military bases, and to get the EPA to create safeguards from PFAS in our drinking water and in the environment. But there's still more to do, especially to take care of the veterans and families who've already been exposed to PFAS chemicals. That's why I introduced the Veterans Exposed to Toxic PFAS Act, or the VET PFAS Act, to ensure that our country takes care of the veterans and families who've been exposed to PFAS chemicals. This legislation would require the VA to cover the treatment of health conditions related to PFAS exposure, including certain types of cancer. No American should have to worry about whether their drinking water contains potentially cancer-causing chemicals. In Congress, I will continue working to combat and clean up PFAS chemical contamination. Thank you very much.